An ugly Republican primary election in Georgia is set to wrap up tomorrow. This is the race for the GOP nomination for governor. Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp faces Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, and now President Trump is involved. Johnny Kaufman of member station WABE has the story.
It was a surprise to just about everyone last week when the president endorsed Brian Kemp on Twitter. Kemp and his opponent Casey Cagle are both vocal supporters of Trump. But this weekend, Vice President Mike Pence headlined a hastily called rally for Kemp at an event center in the middle of the state.
Well, hello, Georgia!
Pence told the crowd Trump asked him to make the trip.
Brian Kemp will bring the kind of leadership to the State House that President Donald Trump has brought to the White House.
Trump's endorsement may make a difference in the race. He's popular with Republicans here, especially those likely to vote on Tuesday. 21% said their main reason for voting is to support the stronger ally to the president. That's according to a recent poll conducted by the University of Georgia. At the rally, Deb Phillips said Kemp and Trump stand for the same things.
When he endorsed him, I knew I was on the right train.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I've been on the Trump train, so now I'm on the Kemp train.
Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle was the front runner for most of this race. But in the last few weeks, polls have shown it's close.
Hey, how are you? Good. Nice to see you. Thank you for being here.
Cagle addressed Trump's endorsement at a recent rally south of Atlanta.
No one really compares to who we are in Georgia. And I don't think Washington, D.C. should pick our next governor either. What do you think?
The contest has been nasty. Allies of both candidates called for federal investigations into the other. Nothing has come of those calls. And in June, a secret recording was released of Cagle.
Now, is it bad public policy between me and you? It is. And I can tell you how it is a thousand different ways.
In the muffled audio, Cagle says he pushed a bad bill through the state legislature, and he did it to keep a $3 million donation from an opponent. Kemp allies released more recordings with little context. In one of them, Cagle says the first round of the primary was about who could be craziest, an apparent reference to Kemp and two campaign ads, one featuring a room full of guns, and the other...
I got a big truck, just in case I need to round up criminal illegals and take them home myself. Yep, I just said that.
Cagle has thrown his own attacks at Kemp for taking $300,000 in questionable donations. Kemp says he's done nothing illegal. Meanwhile, Cagle has not apologized for anything he said in the recording, like saying the primary is about who could be craziest. Since then, Cagle has even sold himself to voters as a fighter.
I'm crazy, okay? I'm crazy. I'm crazy about Georgia. I'm crazy about my wife. I'm crazy about a lot of things.
The winner between Kemp and Cagle will face Democrat Stacey Abrams. If she wins, Abrams would be the country's first African-American female governor. In the past couple of months, she's been fundraising and even appeared on NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers. Her Republican opponent in November will have a bruised reputation. And the state GOP seems to be working on that already. It's scheduled a unity rally for later this week, and the party says both Cagle and Kemp will be there. For NPR News, I'm Johnny Kaufman in Atlanta.